Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. It's the Fan Early Morning Show. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is the Wake Up Show. The Wake Up Show presented by 84 Lumber. Put your positive attitude to work at 84 Lumber, and you can apply online at 84lumber.com. So, I had my day off yesterday from the Fan. Still worked at my other job in Bethel Park, BPTV. Great place. Good stuff going on there. And then my mom texts me and says, "Hey, my friend said that they're teasing you on the Fan." And I'm like, I wonder what for. Sure, you know. They do that usually, but, you know, what specific thing was going on enough for, you know, her and then a few people to reach out to me talking about it. And then I listened back. I used the rewind function on the Odyssey app to just do a quick listen back. And sure enough, okay, my lapse in memory for a second on how many games are played in an NFL season currently. So that was fun, right? Okay, so listening to that was interesting at first, but then I heard Crowley say, "Oh, and then Callis just throwing Donnie Football under the bus. If your last name's Football, you know." You know, and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, I swore that he said 11-5. And I even put that, we do a little notes report as well for all the stuff that we talked about on the show that I got to send to the bosses, you know, just so they're up to date on all the content that's going out there. So I sent my report, and in the report I put 11-5. Donnie said that the Steelers would be 11-5 at the beginning of the season. And so then I used the rewind feature again on the Odyssey app, right? Because you can go back 72 hours. So Sunday's spot was still available. And I listened back and I said, am I crazy? So I listened back and Donnie indeed said that he predicted the Steelers would be 11-6. And so because in my head I heard that he said 11-5 immediately when Roland said 12-5, I said, something's not right, because Donnie just said 11-5 yesterday, which I was wrong. He actually said 11-6. I misheard him, and then in my head I put the standard in there, like, okay, it's 16 games, a 17-week season. And again, it's 5 in the morning, so sometimes you're going to have mental gaffes that happens, and that's one that I had. And I got to apologize to Donnie big time, because I didn't realize, I heard the PM team. He was even talking about it as well. So, my bad, Donnie. And I stand or sit here now, and I let you all know, and I let him know he didn't screw up. It was me not hearing him with the right brain, I guess. And so, and for Roland as well, I looked like a fool in front of him, so that was great. You know, and he's a nice guy, and I always, you know, appreciate his calls. But he could have said any other record without, you know, an 11 or a 5 in it, and I'd have been like, thanks, Roland, for the call. Sure, I hear you. Good points, because he was talking about, you know, the Steelers are probably going to, you know, walk rear backwards into a playoff spot and 12 wins, which I agreed with. But then I was like, wait, the math's not adding up. I thought I heard 11-5 yesterday, which I did not. I heard the wrong record. Donnie clearly said 11-6. And I just, I botched what I thought he said, and then I carried that into the next morning. Again, sometimes working those evening shifts into morning shifts make my brain a little scrambled, and Crowley and Dorn were talking about it yesterday. Yes, I have lost about 14 pounds so far on this new thing I'm going to be talking about next week. But, I don't know where that came from, and I apologize to Roland, I apologize to Donnie, and I hope we can all move forward with this, knowing that that I do indeed. If I didn't know before, I definitely know now. There are 17 games per season per team in the NFL, and it's an 18-week season. So we're good there. We're good there. Now, I also was met right at 5 o'clock by a phone call here at 93.7 The Fan. You can call in as well and talk anything sports. I mean, Desmond King reportedly going to get cut by the Steelers after just getting signed before the season. So that's interesting news. The Penguins doing pretty well to start their season so far after losing the first game. So there's that. The MLB playoffs are going on. If you want to call 412-928-9370, you're welcome to. If you want to hit me up on X, you can. It's at @Callas_33. That's @CALLAS_33. I'd also like to let you know that it's 5:09 in the morning. It's time to get to Tom Friday's for Juicy Steaks, Meats, and More. But I got a call right at 5 o'clock, right before I was about to do my headline. And sure enough, it's Roland from Castle Shannon. So, Roland, you have the floor, sir. Good morning.
Nick, you never have to apologize to me. You're the only person that takes my call at the fan. You're the only person that ever asked me a question, albeit not the best question you could have asked me at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
But I think you need a group hug from Doran, Crowley, and Craig today. You and I are good. We're always going to be good. Stuff happens. And I love you, brother. I appreciate you coming in and saying and owning up to the mistakes. And I got to tell you, the fan was brutal yesterday. And they used it for public confession. Crowley confessed all his sins, including telling an elderly woman who just lost her husband. He's grieving that she's going to have to take the garbage out.
I did hear about that. Yeah.
So you've opened Pandora's box.
I don't know
how you put the lid on, Nick. The genie's out of the bottle and the toothpaste is out of the tube. I don't know how it goes back in, but I love you. And like Matt Canada, you're going to have to just keep getting better every day. Tell your mom I love her too.
Uh-huh.
And starting with today's show, you're going to get better. And anything I can do to help you, I'm always here for you, brother.
Roland, I appreciate the call. Thank you. Very kind words from him. No, I will say this, too, as a matter of opinion, and I'm not going to touch Crowley's comments with his family and his grandma. I mean, that was, yeah. But him asking Tyler Kennedy about having a downhill in his career, way worse than me misidentifying how many games are in an NFL season. Because you can always correct that. You look kind of dumb, right? I look kind of dumb. But, like, Crowley asking a former pro athlete, like, hey, you know, did your career really go downhill after that big moment you had in the playoffs? Yeah. I find that worse. That's a little more humiliating than just that moment. But, Roland, very kind words. I appreciate the call.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
You can call in as well. Let's talk a little bit about sports now at 412-928-9370. Again, I'm on X, formerly known as Twitter, @Callas_33. That's @CALLAS_33. Desmond King getting cut. A little bit of an interesting move. Now, the Steelers seem to be signing a player or two as well to put on the roster. But yeah, I just heard a few takes that that the 40 or the 53rd man isn't too important, that, you know, those depth players don't necessarily, you know, matter. Like Desmond King being on the roster wouldn't necessarily help the Steelers. But I mean, we've seen time and time again how depth has helped teams go to the playoffs and sometimes even win the Super Bowl. You know, especially the quarterback position, but like even, you know, in other positions, there are those players that you don't necessarily notice right away that might make a big impact in a big moment. And if you don't have that player, maybe that doesn't happen. So Desmond King not getting retained by the Steelers and getting cut, I'm not a huge fan of it, especially since they just signed him. I mean, so for me, I wish they would have kept him, or, you know, I wish you at least put more consideration in the 53-man roster. And just for some people to go out there and say that the 53rd man isn't as as important, or, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, who that guy is. That's not necessarily true. So, you know, with that, I'll move on. So if you want to talk about the Steelers, you're welcome to 412-928-9370. Again, talk to me on X as well, at @Callas_33. That's @CALLAS_33. Let me talk a little bit about this, too, because I'm more impassioned about this, and I kind of want to stay away from football a little bit this morning, just because I'm still gun-shy from Monday a little bit. But the Major League Baseball playoffs have been mightily entertaining. So just last year, they implemented, right, the 3-game wildcard series, but then the 5-game division series, and then 7-game championship series and 7-game World Series. The wild card series was the only part of that that's new. And there are some fans clamoring out there that I've heard who have been upset with Major League Baseball because the wild card series is too short, because none of the top seeds made it into the championship series. Right? There were a couple lower seeds that snuck past the wild card round, and then none of the teams that had a bye in the first round made it to the championship series. I lied. I'm sorry. The Houston Astros did. Or no, I'm sorry. No, they didn't. Because they're not. Anyway, yeah, the Astros and the Texas Rangers now playing in the championship series. But yeah, none of those teams that. Most of the teams that had a bye didn't make it. I think the Astros were the only one. But the Orioles lost, and they had the best record in the American League, and the Atlanta Braves in the National League had the best record, and they didn't make it on. And so fans are just clamoring, Greg, because the best teams, the teams that had the best record in the regular season, are not being represented now as the playoffs progress. Now, again, the Astros are an exception because this is their 7th straight championship series they're in, which I'm not a fan of. I also like seeing new teams go in, but that's impressive in its own right. But the other three teams, the two National League teams, are wild card teams, Phillies and the Diamondbacks. And then you have the Texas Rangers, who are also a wild card team. And I think it's fun to watch those two in the American League Championship Series because they're both from Texas, right? They're both in the same division, the AL West. So that's fun to watch. You know, and then it's kind of fun. I find it fun the two wildcard teams are in the National League, and if the Rangers move on and whatever happens in the National League, we'll have the third time in the history of Major League Baseball since the wildcard era has been in, only the third time in Major League Baseball that the two wildcard teams made it to the World Series. So, I mean, it's a rarity that happens, and I think that's exciting. Now, many don't, because it seems kind of unfair at first. On its face, it's unfair to win so many games to start a season, or to finish a season, to win all those games, and then not to be represented properly in the championship, you know, after you played such a long season. I hear that argument on one front. But part of the reason that, you know, wildcard teams exist is so that they can, you know, have a shot, have any shot. And that, I believe, is good for the game. Now, you might say, okay, well, why not just have all 7-game series? That's too long. I mean, if you're the best in baseball, you got to be able to win a 3-game series. And it's a nice kind of massage into, like, okay, well, the regular season ended. Right, and the regular season really only has, at maximum, 4-game series. And so, you know, you get a 3-game series, and then it just increases from there. You never really see 5-game series during a regular season, so it's big 5-game, and then the ultimate 7-game to determine the league champions, and then the World Series champion. So I like that. I think that if you're good enough, you got to be able to win the smaller series. So, and I sometimes I've said this too. I mean, like in the NHL, you know that the best team is going to win the Stanley Cup because they've got to gruel through 7-game series. But I think that's all too long. I mean, it's just too long. It's almost too much, and it's like, what, a month a month and a half of playoffs. So, I mean, that's my take on it. The way Major League Baseball is doing it. Now, the wild card game, the play-in game, I'm going to call it now, but the wild card game was just abysmal. And I say that, too, as a Pirates fan, feeling like the Pirates didn't get the fairest of shakes in 14 and 15. Not guaranteed that they would have won a three-game series, but I would have felt better. They had, you know, lost a three-game series as opposed to one game against two of the best pitchers that have ever pitched in the history of the playoffs. So, I mean, that's my take on it. I enjoy what baseball is doing now. I don't think it needs refined anymore with, you know, with what they've done so far. But yeah, I mean, seven-game series all throughout a playoffs just seems too long. And, does it make it more likely that a better team is going to make it through those playoffs? Sure. But again, I mean, if you're a team that's won so many games during a regular season, you got to be able to win that initial three-game series or even a five-game series to start. I mean, five games is enough. 412-928-9370. We got a caller at 412-928-9370. Good morning. What's your name?
Dave from Delmont, Nick.
What's up, Dave?
Nothing much. I just wanted to throw a couple things out there. One, you can never make anybody happy. You know, what are you going to do? Put the best teams in the semis and skip the guys that, you know,
exactly,
just barely made it in. It is what it is. Secondly, a lot of the guys that listen to you and everything wanted me to say, who's the guy that works in the morning when you're not here?
His name's Austin Bechtold.
Yeah, explain to him that he's on the fan. You let people call in. You don't just sit there and talk for the whole time. You know, when he says something important, or, you know, people want to call in and talk about it.
Sure,
but
Dave.
He just runs, you know. So just throwing that out there. Thank you.
Dave, thanks for the call. Sure. I mean, I'll pass on the message. Why not? I don't know. I mean, he's got his format. I got my format. And we do separate shows. Same show, but we kind of do it our own different way. But, I mean, yeah, sure. I'm sure he'll hear that feedback. And I can always pass along the message as well. So thanks for the call, Dave. And, yeah, it is what it is, that's for sure, with the playoffs. Yeah, I mean, if a team is going to do well in the regular season, again, they got to go through the division series. They got to go through the wild card trials if they didn't finish well enough. That's just how it's going to work. So thank you for the call, Dave. We'll take one more caller before a break at 412-928-9370. Good morning. What's your name?
Madrid. When it comes to strategies and stuff like that, when I heard, because my family, they're Dodger fans, so they were complaining. And, you know, I was thinking, well, why not create some kind of strategy of simulated games or something? It has to be part of the process of winning the championship. You know, it's like sour grapes. They lost, you know.
Yeah.
So I was right away, and I'm just a normal Joe, you know, and I'm thinking, like, right away, there's ways to make use of that bye week that helps your team.
Sure.
Not just sit there and lay back and, you know. So that was my thought. Like, create simulated games. Get them out there. Get them playing. Keep that competitive edge, you know.
I
don't believe so much in momentum, but, I mean, you know. So that's my thought.
Thank you, Madrid. I appreciate the call. So, yeah, I mean, I think that a lot of the reasons why wildcard teams succeed is because, first, they're in their mentality that, like, they've got nothing to lose. Like, if they lose to a team that won 100 games in the regular season, nobody's really going to care. Like, because you expect the teams that did well during a regular season to win out. So when you go in with playing with nothing to lose and understanding, like, okay, well, this is only a three-game series or this is only a five-game series, and then, you know, on top of that, just having that mentality where it's like, okay, well, we got nothing to lose. We can do this. You know, we can do our best. We can take risks. Or at the same token, too, when you don't have a bye week, you're in intense play consistently. Now again, sometimes that bye week can help you relax and practice and get, you know, in certain ways better. But sometimes being or having your emotions intensified for so long, or like for that, you know, real period of time where, you know, where you're in games and you're constantly in the dramatic moments, that I think can also help teams because there's no practice that you need to do. You have been living the stress and the intensity and the pressure in real time. So, you know, with that, Yeah, I mean, I think that that helps those wildcard teams more. But maybe teams don't prepare well, but I would just argue that they better prepare better, or, you know, they don't win. And it's not the length of the series that is at fault. It's sometimes it's luck, and sometimes it may be a lack of preparation amongst the teams that, you know, had a successful formula through the regular season and just can't get it done under the big pressure. So, yeah, that's my take on it. And Madrid backed up with some solid points there. But